What is up? Welcome back to episode number 6 of the Playbook Podcast. We are coming to you live from the edges of a hurricane. Not the Miami Hurricanes, but Hurricane Dorian. We are all surviving through a storm here in South and Central Florida, and it's just a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to talk about college football. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Just another day here to talk about college football. So I want to get right into our week last week. So it was a bit of a tough week for everybody here when it came to picking games against the spread. Christian, a whopping 1-5. Gene was killing it. He went 4-2. And I went 2-4. So, you know, it's a tough game. But, you know, Oregon covering the spread.
Fuck Oregon.
Covering the spread for 59 minutes. And then all of a sudden, Bo Nix decides that he's going to put together one of the best drives I've ever seen at the end of a game. So we got a lot to talk about, and it's just a lot of fun. And one more thing. Fast forward to December, Jalen Hurts has already won the Heisman. Just saying.
Ooh.
So what do you guys think?
He's not my pick for the Heisman, but it was a good week, and I was impressed with Jalen Hurts. He looked good out there. A lot of good games. FAU beat the spread. I was happy about that.
The moral victories, right?
Yes, sir.
I was excited about week one, especially coming off the loss the Canes took to the Gators in week zero. It was nice to enjoy the first week of football without having like any implications to it. Like, you know, like all I was doing was just watching as a fan of the game, happy it's back. You know, Crystal Ball once again dropped the ball in the Oregon game, horrible time management at the end of that game. And he's a Miami guy, and like I've hyped him up 2 years in a row now, and he's just a Jag, just another guy. That's it. Crystal Ball is just another guy. Excited for the first week. You know, not too many amazing games on the schedule last week. This week we really get into it full force. A couple great games on the slate, and couldn't be more excited.
That's where the rubber meets the road. So we have some housekeeping to attend to, because last week one of Christian's college football playoff eliminator picks suffered its first loss of the season. So we're gonna get a little refresh on two of them suffered a loss. Oh no. Oh yeah, because you had Miami. So let's get back and let me find that, and then we'll get to what we want to talk about before that. Before we go to the college football playoff eliminator, so what do you guys think was the biggest loss for you guys against the spread?
I gotta go. Go ahead, Gene.
I would guess mine was the. Well, I only had two losses, right?
That's correct.
I only had two losses. My name's Gene, King of the Castle.
So I'll tell you, I mean, I totally messed up. And I said FAMU was going to cover against UCF. And I feel like that was disrespectful to my school. And now I will never do that again. Hand up. That's on me. Not doing that again. Never pick it against UCF. But I will tell you this, Dylan Gabriel will be the starter by week four. 100% the starter by week four.
I have to go ahead and say the game we were just touched on, you know, a little bit. It's got to be the Oregon game. Like you said, they had the lead. They had the lead for basically the whole game. They were covering the spread for 59 minutes of that game. And then for them to not only lose at the end of the game, but then not cover the spread, just is like a double whammy, especially because I picked them to make the playoffs. So, Oregon shitting on my chest week one definitely left the biggest sting, in my opinion.
Yep. And then Mr. Two Losses over here.
I forget. What were my losses?
FAMU and then Houston.
I don't know why I picked
spread. Ohio State. You picked Ohio State to cover.
Yeah, I guess I didn't have enough faith on my own guys, and they proved me wrong.
So Gene and I both.
They actually had a terrible. They had a terrible first quarter, but then, you know, towards the second half, they started to get a more of a rhythm, And Ohio State kind of slowed down a little bit, so it worked in FAU's favor. Hopefully it kind of leads a little momentum into UCF. As for the other game, I don't know what I was thinking. FAMU was terrible. I'm not sure why I may have picked for them to even get close to that, because that was...
So the thing about that was, like, when we all predicted the score, like, Christian, 52-10, I said 48-13, Gene, you said 44-10. So it's not like we were acting like they were going to come out and score 22, 24 points. Like, we figured just because it was, like, the first game of the year, they might still be working out some kinks on defense, like, things like that, that, you know, you can get off a touchdown, a field goal, maybe two field goals, but... They had, FAMU had 25 total yards of offense in the first half, negative 9 yards rushing, and like
defense.
Nobody could have predicted that. But
yeah, no.
Whatever. All right, so it's time for some housekeeping in the college football playoff eliminator. Just a recap of everybody's four teams. Gene has Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, and LSU. SEC heavy. Nobody's surprised there. Christian has Clemson, Texas, Oregon, and Miami, two teams that are now 0-1. Mm. And I have Oklahoma, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Florida.
Mm.
And we only have six moves to make all season. So, Christian, are you trying to... What is your strategy here as the person with the loss? With the two losses, what is your strategy going in?
I'm gonna stay. I think one loss teams can get in the playoffs, and the last thing I'd want to do is jump the gun on my own team or a team that I think was more talented than Auburn. So I think I'm gonna stay put. I'm gonna ride with it. You know, now you lose two games, I'm gonna have to pluck it. But I think it's just too early to, you know, to pull both these teams, especially considering both teams were playing top 15 teams, you know. So I'm going to stick with them until they prove me wrong, because, you know, a certain amount of moves we have this year, I can't just be out here switching it up every week. So I'm going to ride with it still. Yeah, I'm going to ride with it still. So I'm going to stay put. Now, 3 weeks, I might have two totally different teams in there. But right. For now, I'm going to stay put.
Gene, do you want to make any moves right now?
Yeah, I kind of do, actually.
Okay.
So I have, let's see, Bama, Georgia, and who else?
Michigan and LSU.
Michigan and LSU. Now, if I want to take out LSU, I can't have someone that you or Christian have, correct?
That is correct.
So let's see, who's available? Is Texas available?
Texas is not available.
Oh, boy.
So Christian has Clemson, Texas, Oregon, and Miami. I have Oklahoma, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Florida.
At that case, then, I guess I'll take Washington in and LSU out.
Okay.
Hmm.
And
that's it.
I'll be honest with you. I was going to pick up Washington, too, but because you beat me to it. You beat me to it. So...
I like it. I like what I got here.
Yeah. I mean, this gives you a little more chance of having a couple more teams make the playoff now that you don't have three SEC teams. Only two.
Hey, I got two, and those two are two powerhouses, man. Yeah. It's possible.
So, yep. So I can tell you right now, I'm not convinced with my Notre Dame pick. I do not think that they are going to be a playoff team, but I don't know if there's anybody I want to make the move on yet. I mean, they are 1-0 still, but, you know, I could be switching it up. You know what? I'm going to convince myself to do it anyway. I'm going to drop Notre Dame. Give me Utah. Give me Utah.
Okay, so it's going down like this. You guys are going through these moves, okay?
I'm going.
All right, I'm staying put. So now Notre Dame and LSU were on the table to me if I want to snag one of them.
That is correct.
Have fun.
I'm staying put. Staying put. That means I didn't make any trades, so changes. So that means I get first knock at it next week. So
that's correct.
Okay, so stay put. Let's go.
And then Gene and I only have five moves left for the season. So, but after watching that Notre Dame game, I am not convinced that they're going to win more than 10 games. And I'm not convinced that they might, you know.
7-5.
That 7-5 that Christian was saying might end up happening. So We'll see how it goes.
Could we say that last night, besides the New Mexico State game that they play, was the easiest game on their schedule? And they struggled. They struggled towards the end. I'm just saying, Brett, if you're listening, 7-5 doesn't seem as crazy as the eyes got when I told you that on your show a few weeks back. But Notre Dame still sucks. They just, you know what it is? To me, it just looks like they don't have, it's what I think UF has the problem of as well. They don't have any star-studded players on the team. They don't have any elite top 10 picks, first round surefire picks. They don't have it. So it's all
not
around.
To interrupt, but UF has an All-American cornerback.
I'm just saying, I watched this guy miss two tackles on Miami touchdowns where he doesn't want to run. To be an All-American corner, you have to be able to tackle too, So just saying he can cover, but the man doesn't want to put his nose in the dirt and while you're playing defense, and if you can't tackle. He's possibly one of the worst tackling cornerbacks I've seen in the last three seasons. So while he's good, the NFL will catch up on that, and if you don't tackle, you're not going to be a first-round draft pick. So, and they know how UF cornerbacks have been going off the last 5 years. You look at them, all of them, bust you. So, I mean, they'll be skeptical about it.
All right, keep the same energy come around draft day.
Okay. So, after week one, there were some shakeups in the AP top 25, but there were some shakeups in our top 25 as well. So we put together our polls, and one thing that I was shocked by when Christian turned his in was that he left Notre Dame out of his top 25 altogether. Notre Dame was left out of Christian's top 25 altogether. However,
I did not mean to do that.
It's okay because they still made the Playbook Podcast top 25. So if you guys... So we got a couple movers and shakers, maybe a little difference from week one, but I'll go ahead and I'll give us 25 through 16. So coming in at number 25, we have Syracuse, 24 Washington State, 23 is Oregon, which is a huge drop off from their week one poll. We got Cincinnati at 22, Maryland sliding up into the top 25 at 21, Iowa at number 20, Michigan State at 19, Notre Dame at 18, 17 is Stanford, and 16 is UCF. So I think myself and Gene put Maryland in our top 25s, and I think it's, you go out and you hang 79 on somebody, no matter who the school is, and you look as good as they did putting up that 79 points, I think you deserve to be in the top 25. And the only reason I kept Oregon in my poll, and I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about this, I kept them at 25 because they lost to a team that I ranked 11th. And I thought played an amazing game. And I feel like Jim kind of did the same.
I did. I felt like Oregon, honestly, is still one of the better teams out there. They just ended up being a good team, and it went down to the wire. Either team could have won that. So I wasn't going to drop them off completely because of it.
Yep. And then, Christian, you want to give everybody 15 through number 7?
Yeah, so I didn't mean to leave Notre Dame off. As much as I like them, I would have put them higher, but we'll go this way. I got Wisconsin at 15, Penn State 14, Texas A&M 13, Auburn 12, Washington 11, and Florida at 10. Or no, Utah at 10, sorry.
Utah 10. All right. And then, Gene, you want to give everybody the top 9?
The top 9 or my top 9?
The top 9.
At the top 9, let's see here. We got Florida at 9, LSU at 8, Michigan at 7, Texas at 6, Ohio State at 5, Georgia at 4, Oklahoma at 3, Bama at number 2, and Clemson still number 1.
Yep. So the big difference between us and like the AP poll is going to be that Oklahoma at number 3 and bringing Georgia down to number 4. I don't know if the AP poll was as impressed with Oklahoma as we were, but that offense was running like a machine, and it was smooth, and I thought it looked awesome. But you know, AP poll.
Houston's defense. Here's the reason. Like, I'm not ready to crown Jalen. You know, like, Houston's defense is the same defense that we, you know, the last time we saw them with, you know, Ed Oliver led up 70 to Army, you know. So if you really think about it, I mean, they had the 120th ranked defense last year, total defense. So Houston is, you know, closer to FAMU than they are, you know, Clemson in terms of defense. But yeah, so I'm not ready to crown it yet. But I think the thing that I was more looking for was the grasp of the offense, the mistakes, like the limiting the mistakes. Because mostly, you know, when you see that quarterback into a whole new system, the first few games are when, you know, plays are, you know, bad snaps, misreads, you know, bad timing, false starts. And it looked like he had not just a grasp on the offense, but looked like he had been in that system for 5 years. So to me, that was the biggest takeaway, not the fact that he had 300 plus yards and 150 plus rushing. The fact that he had an 80 plus completion percentage timed with no turnovers. The fact is, the grasp of the offense that he got for week one was scary.
Yeah. In 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, it's going to be crazy. By the time they play Texas, he'll be like ready to go. And so one thing I wanted to bring up, that when both of you guys turned these in, was Christian, you still had Oregon ranked 18th. And I was tempted to not even put them in because they have a loss. And there are still so many teams that are 1-0 that, you know, they won. They took care of business. But the reason I left them in is just because they looked so good against a team that is so good.
Well, the reason I left them there is just because the fact that when I was making it, I'm like, okay, yes, they lost to Auburn, but should they be penalized for playing a good team week one as compared to teams that don't play anybody week one and they don't even take the chance? Yep. So to me, it has to be a risk reward type of thing. Like, yeah, okay, you know, if they would have won, they would have been what? They'd probably be a top seven team right now, you know, top seven, top six, yeah, you know? Maybe. So, you know, I don't think them losing should drop them out because they played a good team. Like, no, you know, that's something that they get rewarded. That's why for me, I had UF a little higher in my personal, you know, poll, just because I think they should be rewarded for playing a better team week one instead of playing a team, you know, like North Dakota State. No disrespect to them. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, you know, a team of that stature, the FAMUs, you know? So to me, I was just going down. I'm like, in the way they lost, it wasn't like they got blown out. This was a good game more of the people that watched it would probably agree that Oregon should have won that game. I think most people agree that Oregon had that game the whole time and kind of blew that. So to me, when I was making it, I just kind of looked below it. And I had Virginia, Michigan State, Washington State, Boise State, Iowa, Syracuse, Cincinnati. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I couldn't sit here and tell you that Oregon would lose to any of them. So I thought that was a good place to drop them. You know, they still went down 8 spots in my ranking. So Oregon still sitting there, but you know, I knew it was going to balance out because you guys weren't as high on them. So it always kind of levels itself out.
Yeah. And so some notable snubs from our top 25 is going to be Iowa State, who was a team that was pretty high ranked, but you know, you go to triple overtime against not a good school. You gotta be left out. TCU not in there, Army, and why not show some love to the Mountain West? Wyoming doing work against former national champion quarterback Kelly Bryant, beating Mizzou. And just so we can say this to Gene, the SEC was 3-3 against group of five schools in the win week one. Just so we
know. Yeah, but it's really the scrubs of the SEC. You didn't get to face the real SEC.
Okay.
The scrubs of the SEC.
Keep that same energy during bowl season. And when you're trying to tell me that, oh, well, the SEC is so good because they beat each other up so much and blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, when I say that, I'm talking about teams like LSU, A&M, Florida, Auburn. That's what I'm talking about.
UF plays Vandy, Tennessee, Kentucky every single season, and South Carolina. We can throw them in there. That's four gimme wins, you know? Like, yeah.
All right. I digress.
Yeah, South Carolina is – they have a guy who's been in college for 35 years, and they still can't figure out how to win a football game.
To be fair, they don't have much talent at South Carolina right now either, but I agree with you on that one.
All right. So let's get to it. Let's go with this week's games against the spread. So this week we have a game that we will all be at because the hurricane didn't destroy South Florida. So on Saturday we will be there live from Boca watching FAU versus UCF. So that's going to be the game that we pick last. But first, let's start off with a little Luke Fickell revenge game. Cincinnati versus Ohio State. Ohio State is minus 16 in the spread. So, Christian, let me hear what you think.
You know, I picked Ohio State to cover last week. And Justin Fields is just as good as I thought he would do. You know, he's the real deal, and we all knew that. I think to me, this game is hard. And, like, it's just because I know the talent. Cincinnati has slept on. They have one of the best running backs in the country, and Warren. To me, I want to pick Ohio State. But I just, like you said, Luke Fickell revenge game. You know, no one's really talking about Cincinnati. Still not top 25. I think Cincinnati covers. Ohio State starts the year 0-2 versus spread, but 2-0 on the schedule. Give me Ohio State 45-30.
Okay. Dean, what do you think?
Where is it?
It is
Columbus.
In Columbus.
A tough one. Give me Ohio State. Yeah, it has to be a high scoring game, so I think. Give me Ohio State 41-20.
Okay. All right. A little three touchdown cover. So I kind of agree with Christian. You know, I'm going to put on for the American Conference here. I think Cincinnati has one of the better defenses in the country, or not in the country, in the conference, probably the best defense in the American Conference. They do have one of the better defenses in all of the group of five schools, I think, and that Luke Fickell revenge game. But I'm going to pick Ohio State to win, but I think they're going to win 34-21. I think that's what the score is going to be.
And you know what? I'd say that's still a good win for Ohio State. Honestly, like if Ohio State doesn't cover and gets this win, like I'm still going to count that as a positive game. Because I think Cincinnati's fucking good. And Cincinnati could easily be one of these, like, lower, like, you know, Power 5 schools. Like, they could easily be in the same position Tennessee's in, you know, like the same position that Georgia Tech is in. So just because they're a group of five, I'm not sleeping on them. Cincinnati's got a good football team.
I mean, look, I think they could probably beat half of the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, or at least make it a fucking game, you know? Like, right. They're in all those games.
You don't think they could beat, like, Rutgers and, like, Purdue? Like, I think they could, but we're not picking games that don't exist. So the next game on the slate is it's going to be Stanford versus USC. So USC just lost JT Daniels for the season. Stanford just played a really tough game against Northwestern where they barely covered the spread off that last second fumble, recovered for a touchdown. But I think I'll go first on this one. For some reason, like I feel like a lot of the money is going to end up on Stanford, and I wouldn't be surprised if the line moved a little bit from today versus when the game is, and it ended up being more towards Stanford's way. But for some reason, something in my head is telling me to pick USC. So give me USC. I'm going to say USC wins by a field goal, 23-21. They win on a field goal, not by a field goal. So give me USC 23-21.
Yeah, when I was looking at this game, I was trying to figure out, okay, so they just lost their star quarterback in JT Daniels. They looked bad in their win. and Stanford, you know, ranked. Stanford has had their number lately. How was this game a pick 'em? You know, I'm sitting here really thinking about it. And then it started to make me kind of think the way you think, that maybe I should pick USC because I'm looking at this and like wondering, okay, maybe Vegas knows something I don't. But I'm not falling for it. It's fool's gold. Stanford wins this game. USC doesn't score 17 points. Give me Stanford 24 to 10.
Okay. Gene?
I'm on a similar page as Christian here. USC just lost their star quarterback. They're going to be starting a true freshman. When I was putting together my top 25 earlier, I was, you know, thinking about that, looking at their schedules, looking at everything. And it sucks because I actually did like USC recently. You know, I was thinking they were going to have a decent year. But at this point, I think that's a lost cause. I'd say more along the lines of like 35 to 14 maybe. But true freshman quarterback who was really supposed to be a backup in the first place, I don't expect them to do much. I think it's going to be a comfortable win for Stanford.
Okay. And now, a game Gene's been waiting for, Gene's been talking about since it happened last year, the rematch, Clemson versus Texas A&M. Clemson is minus 17 and a half. So let me hear your thoughts on this one, Christian.
So, you know, we were sitting here, and like on paper, this looks like it should be A&M should be getting all this money. Played them close last year. You know, really took them down to the wire. It was one of my favorite games all year. But something tells me that Clemson's going to cover this game. And the reason Clemson covers this game is because I saw for the first time in my whole life last week that Trevor Lawrence is human and he makes mistakes. You know, and he had a bad game. And he looked worse than Felipe Franks. And you're sitting here and you're like, how the fuck is this even possible? You know? And then I was like, okay, they played a conference game. Conference game. Trevor Lawrence looked worse than Felipe Franks. And they won by 40 plus. Give me Clemson the cover because they have a top three running back, a top three wide receiver in the country. Clemson covers, puts on for the ACC. Jimbo needs a couple more years. I think it's going to be 44-20.
All right, Gene.
Right. So to me, Garrett, you know it as well as anybody. I thought that game last year with Clemson and A&M was like game of the year, at least for the regular season game of the year. I think A&M is always a big sleeper to everyone for whatever reason. It's because their record doesn't always show how good they are. I think they're a little bit better than last year. Jimbo's now a little bit more settled. And I think the spread's a little bit ridiculous, honestly. I think 17 and a half to me, I understand Clemson is home, but 17 and a half seems like a reach to me. To me, 17 and a half means those two teams are nowhere near the same level. I think Clemson's going to probably win by maybe 10 or less. I think 10 sounds about reasonable because I do think they're the better team. I don't even think Trevor's going to have a bad game. I think Trevor's going to have a better game than he had last week. But I'd probably go along the lines of like maybe 31-21. That sounds about right. 31-21.
Garrett. Okay.
Garrett, before you make your pick, just remember, as close as last year's game was, Trevor Lawrence was not the starting quarterback when they played last year. It was Kelly Bryant, and that's a man that just lost to Wyoming. So keep it in mind.
I don't forget those kinds of things. I'm better than that. And I know that Texas A&M is not as good as Clemson. And I know that Trevor Lawrence is better than any player on that team. And I know that Etienne is probably the best running back, best skill position player, not named Trevor Lawrence, that's going to be playing on the field on Saturday. So give me Clemson 42-23. And I think they're going to win big because last year, that was a game that could have cost them a national championship. They could have ended up not making the playoff because of that game. That one loss, and they're not going to let that happen again. At home, big time to put on, like you said, put on for the ACC. Give me them 42-23.
please remember, I didn't say that A&M will win, by the way. I said
I know
they're not going to beat the spread, so.
I know. All right. So now this is the game that I think is going to be the best game of the weekend, this next one that we're going to pick right here. LSU versus Texas. LSU -5.5.
Hell of a game.
This is a hell of a game for week two. You are right about that, Gene. So, Gene, let me hear what you think about this one.
This is LSU, correct?
I believe this game is in Austin, but...
Yep. Longhorns country, baby.
It's in Austin. Yes, oh, it's man. In Austin. That makes it harder, actually. Boy. I'm going to actually pick Texas. I think that's going to be a Texas win. I said the spread is 5.5.
Yes.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, you picked Texas actually, to win. I'm like, still going. It's all good.
I'm still picking Texas. I'm picking Texas by a touchdown, actually. I can see something along the lines of, I don't think it's going to be crazy high scoring, even though, you know, it's a Big Ten school versus an SEC school. I think it's going to be crazy high score. I think 27-20.
Okay. You think Texas is going to put up 27 against LSU? I can see that kind of happening.
Sam Ellinger, I believe in him.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the Big 12, not the Big 10, but, you know, I did that a few weeks ago, so it happens.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
It happens. So, you know, as much as I like this game is just so good and it's just so hard to pick. Like, it's one of those games where you could really justify going one way or the other. And as much as, bless you, Christian, as much as I love Ainsley, and as much as I love the fact that Joe Burrow says he gives himself a good slam into the wall with his helmet on right before he walks out onto the field, I'm picking Texas. I'm picking Texas to win this game because, like you said, it's in Longhorn country. They're still juiced up from that win against Georgia, and they know that these SEC schools are beatable. They know that they're this SEC defense that they're so afraid of, that other people are so afraid of, they're not afraid of it. So give me Texas. I think it's going to be a close game, though. I think it's going to be a really, really close game. Give me Texas 23-20.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just think Tom Herman, you know, when he went to Texas, he had the hype as being one of the top five coaches in football. And, you know, it's kind of quieted down a few couple years. I mean, that Georgia win was the win Tom Herman needed. That was the win that said, hey, listen, like, we're here. You know, yeah, they lost Oklahoma in a tight game in the, you know, the championship game in the Big 12. Texas is here. This game at home is the biggest home game for Texas in probably 15 years. Easily could say 15 years.
Maybe since, you could probably just like round down since Vince Young has been there.
You know, yeah. Okay, so 2005. Okay, so we're still, you know.
That was 2005?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
So, Texas needs this. That's a proud school. They've been waiting for this. They get the SEC team at home. Texas wins. I don't know how LSU is favored. Don't buy it. Texas wins. I think it's going to be, like Garrett said, I think it's going to be 23-17, Texas.
Okay. Now, Christian, I just want to remind you that you were like 0-6 picking LSU games last year.
I know.
Just so I know. You know. So hopefully you're 1-0 this year because we all picked Texas too. So, all right, now for the main event, the game that we will all be at, the first time we've all been to a college football game together. It's going to be UCF at FAU. UCF is favored by 10. So, Gene, actually, let's let Christian go first on this one, and then we can give our input.
So, like I said, UCF burnt me last week. I didn't think they were going to play as good as they did. I'm going to go with UCF to cover the spread on the road, and I know it's going to be a crazy crowd, probably one of the biggest games FAU's had at home since the Miami game. I'm going to go UCF to cover, though. I think they just have talent right now, and it's crazy the amount of talent that they've stockpiled there. UCF wins. I think FAU plays close in the first half. UCF pulls away in the second. I'm going to say I think the score is going to be 35-24.
Okay, so cover by 1 point. Not bad. All right, Gene,
What's the spread again?
It's going to be 10.
Honestly, as much as, you know, logically speaking, I want to pick UCF, but my heart's telling me go with FAU here. I feel like since I do have some room to spare against you guys right now this week, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going FAU.
I mean, you got to put on for your school. So do you think they're going to win or you think they're just going to cover?
You know what? UCF by 3. So FAU covers.
Give me a score.
Score.
I think it's going to be high scoring. Both of these teams honestly have good offenses and bad defenses. So I think it's going to be high scoring.
Okay. Wow. 38-35. Okay. You know,
that'll be a hell of a game. I hope. Shit. I hope.
But I hope UCF covers. So let me say pause on that one. But I'm picking UCF. I'm picking UCF to cover. I'm picking UCF to win. I think the game is going to be, like Christian said, close in the first half. Maybe even will be a late pull away by UCF. But I think they're going to win 42-30. 42-30. Because the game last year was pretty high scoring, and the same thing kind of happened. It just like got FAU's legs just kind of started going out from underneath them because they didn't have the depth or the same talent that UCF has. So give me UCF 42-30, and I'm looking forward to it because it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a good game. So it was a good game last year. It was a good time. So hopefully it's the same. All right, now let's move on to the final segment of the show. Everybody's favorite segment, and a segment that all of us lost last week. So, call your shot. So, I'm gonna go ahead and give myself the first pick on this one, and I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna pick a huge upset this week, where Christian thought Vanderbilt would beat Georgia. I don't know what was wrong with him. But like we've said it before, and I'll say it again, we're a pro troops podcast, and I'm picking Army to beat Michigan this week at noon on Fox. Army beats Michigan.
What do you think, Gene?
Boy, that's a tough one again. I'm tempted to go and switch up my whole FAU pick, but I got to do that. Christian, you want to go for something? I'm still thinking through it.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. So, you know, new to the party. They've been waiting for it. Garrett talked about him earlier. This is his hometown team. Give me Maryland to beat Syracuse at home. Josh Jackson has a big game. Maryland keeps on rolling.
Okay. Well, what's the spread on that one?
I think it's pretty close. It's actually Maryland is favored in that game. Maryland minus 2. So that's a
Terrapins, baby.
All right, Gene, what are you thinking?
I'll pick Cincy against Ohio State, even though I'm back in my mind. No, it's not happening. I'll pick it.
Okay.
It's not happening.
All righty, Cincy versus Ohio State. Gene and myself picking gigantic upsets. That would be insane if both of them won. That would be great. That would be great for college football.
Don't sleep. I hope it happens. Also, I was going to say, don't sleep on Tulane playing Auburn, coming off Auburn's win.
Yes.
Tulane's got a good football team. They're gonna play them closer than Auburn would like.
That's a good pick, actually, but I'll stick with the winner.
All right. So, like I said, we will be at the UCF-FAU game. It's going to be a good time. I'm excited. I'll be down there on Friday for the game on Saturday. So we're going to have fun. Any closing thoughts, gentlemen?
Nothing else. Just go Owls. Hopefully we get a big upset.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping the Canes bounce back versus UNC this weekend. I thought it was going to be an easy-ass game I wasn't going to have to worry about. Then I watched Sam Howell play. And I'm kind of worried a little bit now. So that will be interesting. So I'm hoping the O-line decides to take the blindfolds off and play this time. So, yeah. But besides that, I'm excited to watch the FAU-UCF game from, perspective of just being a fan of the game. those are always the best games to have. No sides to it, just there for some good football. Love a South Florida game. Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. So with that being said, Christian,
drop the music.